Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to...
Hello, everybody. God bless you today. This is Susan Puzio, and I want to welcome you to the Prophetic News Radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And I want to remind you about our book, Seed Faith, Can a Man Bribe God? How False Teachers Manipulate and Hypnotize You for Offerings. So you'll be able to get that book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It's on quite a few websites for purchase. It would make a great Christmas present for your friends that are involved with the Word of Faith movement, or they're involved somehow with the false prosperity gospel. It is a book that details some of the well-known evangelists of the day, or Bible teachers so-called, like Kenneth Copeland, Paula White, Marilyn Hickey, Oral Roberts, Richard Roberts, and Mike Murdoch, Steve Muncy. I do a little investigative reporting on some of those people. There's probably about 40 pages, I think, on Paula White with pictures that chronicle her fall from grace a few years ago when she bankrupted her two churches, basically left them in a mess and ran off to another place in Apopka and left her ex-husband Randy there. But anyway, it failed. And that's what happens when you disobey God. You're going to fail because you can't make it in this world unless you're trusting the Lord. So, but anyway, it is a good book for your friends that are questioning things and questioning some of the teachings that they're hearing in their churches. And I myself spent 15 years in the Word of Faith movement. So I know what I'm talking about, basically. I could say that I worked in full-time ministry, traveling to many countries of the world and holding meetings, so involved in that kind of work. And God delivered me in 1997, praise the Lord. So I don't look back. I'm glad to be out of it and glad to have my feet firmly planted on the rock. So we also have our website, Prophetic News, which we need to update. But besides that, there's some, if you search the archives there's hundreds of articles there that you can read that I didn't write, but that were written by other people in apologetics ministries. And it'll help you to understand some of the teachings and some of the false teachings, actually, that are going on. So, and also we have our YouTube channel, Susan Puzio. So those things are available. Don't forget to check out Rapture Ready Radio, the network of our sister Jackie Elnor. There's many wonderful Bible teachers on there. And Jackie's online newspaper, news magazine, The Christian Sentinel, which she just did an excellent article on her time with Walter Martin and Hank Canegraph. And it's kind of her testimony, but it's interesting. Our sister's been in apologetics work for, I guess, well over 30 years. And she's a journalist. And we can learn a lot from people that have had this kind of background and have spent their most of their adult life really doing research on teachings and teachers, and so those things are out there for our help to help us to try to understand the days and the times that we're living in. And truly, the days are evil, aren't they? I don't remember a time in my life anyway where I've seen so much evil. And we have to be, as the Bible says, we have to be harmless, wise as serpents and harmless as doves, because our adversary, the devil, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And if we're not careful and we don't stay in the word and we try to keep, have to keep our mind renewed so that we can get to the next step, basically, of what is ahead of us, because we never know. Sometimes you face trials that you never thought you were going to face. You couldn't even imagine this kind of a trial that you would face. So I covet your prayers too. Remember to pray for us, to pray for the ministry, to pray for our safety, and for us to be able to continue our work in the next few years as God gives us direction about exactly how he wants us to take this work that we do, the ministry, and if he's going to expand it or just keep it small, whatever. It doesn't matter, whatever the Lord wants. So. But 2 Timothy 4:18 says, "And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." So that's a good scripture for some of you that are out there today. The Lord shall deliver you from every evil work. And this holiday season, some of us, we've lost loved ones in the past year or so, and so our holidays are different. And for you that have lost someone in the past year, especially, be comforted. And I know around this time of year, you always seem to miss the people more, don't you? So just cherish the times that you have now, and remember to show unconditional love to your family members when they don't deserve it, right? But we have to try to be better and bigger, because sometimes it's awkward right around these times of the year that there's all these gatherings, and sometimes you feel like you have to go, sometimes you don't want to go. And so anyway, I just pray that God will strengthen you and encourage you. And so we look forward to the next new year and to see what direction actually the Lord takes us. So there's a lot of things that going on, and there's opportunities for ministry, different types of opportunities. And so I'll see how we'll proceed for the year 2018. And thank God that we have this radio broadcast, because we do. We reach thousands upon thousands of people every month that come by, and they're blessed by the broadcast. We have quite a good listening audience in the United Kingdom and in Canada, Australia, South Africa, and a smaller listening audience in other countries of the world. But we do have a tiny percentage of a listening audience in many countries. But of course, the United States, we have our largest audience. And at one time, just probably for the past few months, the age of the people that were listening was 25 to 35. The most people that were listening were of that age group. So I thought that was terrific that we're able to reach that age group. And they can go forward and carry the torch, and they're younger, so you don't have to have all the things that they tell you have to have to reach young people. You just need the word and the truth. That's what reaches people. So anyway, we'll see what what God does in the days ahead. But this is just a short message today. I don't really have a program planned. I'm going to put something on later that we've done in from our archives for the week. But I just wanted to say hello to everybody and to wish you all the happiest of holidays that are coming up, and your Christmas, your New Year, and I hope you had a good Thanksgiving too. So be blessed in the days ahead, and stay strong in the Lord and the power of His might. All right? God bless you all. See you next week.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. And someday I'll be in heaven, there'll be no sorrow there.